This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There's the familiar music bringing us into focus with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison. Mr. Harrison happens to be the chief cook and bottle washer at Talkers Magazine, editor and publisher, et cetera, et cetera. But I did hear you do the dishes. That's where you do the cooking and you do the dishes?
Well, I mean, if we're a restaurant, we're in a lot of trouble because there haven't been that many dishes and there aren't that many bottles to wash. So.
Really?
It's been a tough time.
For a lot of dirty laundry to wash, as we were to believe all of the things in the story count this week. Lots of dirty laundry. Right? Let's get to it. People list, the story list. Michael is here to do the honors.
Yeah, there's a lot of dirty laundry, and there's a lot of dirty mud being slung in the last couple of weeks prior to the election, some of which is...
Shocking, isn't it?
Well, I don't know how shocking it is. I don't know if the needle is being moved, to use an expression.
Oh, my goodness. Listen to that.
Hey, Mike, are you home? Can I talk to you, Mike? Are you there?
It is. Wait a second, Mr. President. Please, I'm on the air right now.
Yes, okay. Please. Thank you very much.
I'm in our studio in New England for the first time, in months.
Yes.
And we have this phone in the corner of the room, this landline phone that has all kinds of spaghetti wires all around it, and it's just
I have that, too. Yeah,
it rings. And once every 3 years, it rings.
While you're on the air with me, it's this first time this year. Hello.
Yeah,
ding, 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 ding.
We've just broken it in. So there you go.
Okay. And number 10, I like the old technology. It's refreshing to actually hear a phone ring that is connected to a landline. I like that sound.
Well, as Phil and I were talking before the program, we were talking about that, and even landlines today really are subject to the same digitizing and the same problems that digital communications create, because landlines are really not really landlines anymore. They are in many ways digital, and along the path they go through the air, and it's all the same. It's all the same. Nasty sounding stew.
Nasty
all right, indeed. So Rush Limbaugh's illness.
Nasty, yeah. Limbaugh, that's not a good sign. Wow.
No, Limbaugh went on the air on Monday, and he really had a very candid revelation to his listeners about the setbacks he has suffered in his fight against stage 4 lung cancer. And it was very moving, touching, and was the buzz of the business. So it came in at number 10, tied with another story that seems frivolous compared to the real issues we're dealing with at this point. And embarrassing for CNN legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin, who's also a New Yorker magazine writer. He was found with his pants down during a Zoom meeting.
So to speak,
yeah, literally and figuratively. And
can you imagine we're actually talking about that? In this is an upscale conversational program, and to have to dig into this is, I don't know, am I a prude because I find it offensive?
Oh, wow.
No,
I feel bad that you find it offensive. It makes me worry that thousands and millions of other people will find it offensive because we cover it.
Not talking about it, but just, I don't know. I'm not sure what I think, but I know.
I think it's a sign of the times. I think, first of all, there's always a story like that out there. This is sort of a cross between Me Too and COVID-19. It's a Zoom story. I mean, how many people are getting caught with their pants down, either on purpose or not, because those cameras are on in people's houses, and they don't know if their spouse or their partner or their roommate is on a meeting? You don't think about somebody's laptop as being a television camera.
Right.
And there's all kinds of funny stuff out there. There's stories galore, but this was just embarrassing, and I feel I feel sorry for him in a way, and in other ways, you know, here we are capitalizing on it and talking about it. Number 9 is something of a more serious nature. Well, serious is a rather subjective word, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
I'm sure Jeffrey Toobin's more concerned than with himself right now than U.S.-China relations, which is at number 9. At number 8, the Google antitrust suit tied with Twitter and Facebook being accused of bias by the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Yeah.
Goes back to that Hunter Biden story, the hard drive, Rudy Giuliani. At number 7,
in the bedroom.
That's another story. Talk about being caught with your pants down. He didn't even have his pants down. He just had his hands in a place they shouldn't have been. What a schmendrick. Yeah.
What a great term. I love that.
It is a schmendrick. At number 7, I hope it's not dirty.
Schmendrick?
Well, you go. When you use terms that are, cross language.
Spookus and tookus.
You're right. You know, where does tookus stand in the pantheon of dirty words? At number 7, Pope supports gay marriage, tied with Purdue Pharma pleads guilty. At number 6, you got a lot of stuff we could talk about today. At number 6, race relations, law and order, and police reform. At number 5, the Supreme Court confirmation process. At number 4, the economy, stimulus package, business openings, and the education crisis. We had so much stuff going on, we had to lump the education crisis in with the opening of businesses and the economy. It relates. Mm-hmm. At number 3, accusations, scandals, and corruption. The mudslinging part of the presidential race. They're throwing everything at each other. The Hunter Biden emails. The Trump Chinese bank account. Trump had a Chinese bank account.
Yeah, but he closed it in 2013. So that's kind of a red herring.
Who cares?
And what about the Hunter Biden stuff? Are you buying any of that?
I don't buy any of this stuff.
Okay.
That's me. Yeah. I buy it and I don't buy it. In other words,
is there anything to it?
We can't get caught up in it at this point. We've got to go forward and clean up the big picture that affects most people.
Mm-hmm.
And if Biden is the answer, or Trump is the answer based upon your own circumstances
or
opinion, then it doesn't matter if Trump is in bed with the Chinese and Biden is in bed with the Ukrainians. And, we got to go forward.
Or Hunter Biden's in bed with an underage lady.
Come on. COVID-19, number 2.
Of course, these are the two best candidates we could possibly
find. That's the point.
Amy Coney, what's her face, is the best possible candidate for the Supreme Court justice. Yeah, of course. We'll sell you a couple of those. A couple of bottles of Negroni. Do you know what that is?
No, it sounds terrible.
Yeah, it's a horrible liquor. Yeah, we'll give you a couple of those. The third prize is 4 bottles.
Okay, keep going. First prize is you don't get any.
Nice.
At number 2, COVID-19 stats and projections, healthcare, vaccines, and the sorry state of American psychology. Mm-hmm. People are very, very down in the dumps.
People are afraid. Do you know the biggest story of the week from my point of view is that you can get rid of any chance that you'd have this by mouthwash? 99.9% of the virus, according to 4 studies out this week that just came around now. Who knows where they were in February and March, but according to some really good, reliable sources, if you use any of the commercial standard mouthwashes, COVID is gonzo. So what are we talking about here? Why isn't that the headline?
Maybe it's not true.
Oh, it is true. I've got it on. Both of the doctors that I know who are on my Good Day Health program, gooddayhealthshow.com, say the same thing. It makes nothing but sense.
Doug, that does make sense, but it's sort of like saying soap is
what's
secure.
True? What's soap? Well, soap is. Baby hair, part of that story was if you dilute Johnson's baby shampoo and gargle with that, you get rid of it too. You haven't heard that, have you? I'm catching you there. You haven't heard this.
Give me a break. You know, soap and water is a cure for COVID.
Yeah.
You know, cleaning your hands, washing, keeping your finger out of your ear. You know, there's all kinds of things.
What
the mouthwash is more of like how it's spread than it being a cure. If you have this disease and you rinse your mouth out with mouthwash, it's not going to help you.
That's not what the experts say. They differ with you.
Mouthwash?
Mouthwash.
Yep.
Look it up. It's been all over the place this week. But see,
just because it's all over the place, don't make it right. The place is full of all kinds of baloney. Or, well, as Vice President
what do you
Biden
believe
would
then?
Say, malarkey.
That's the question. Yeah, malarkey is a great word. So what is? Are we in the state? This is the real, this may be the issue, is the state of things, the state of the state, if you will, so bad that there is nothing out there to be believed.
Everything. Well, obviously there are things to be believed, but you're pointing to the real issue of our time, and that is we are having problems because of the way we communicate and our character.
18 after Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen from the DJV program, and a number of other, the Good Day Health Show, American Family Farmer Show, Your Hidden Power, you name it. I talk
about a farmer.
Yes, in addition to being a broadcaster. And I come to you as a farmer, as a person who's reasonable, as a person who's interested in being helpful with the word, with the news, with the information about Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It is the only weight loss formula in existence in the world that is all natural, completely. There's nothing in this formula, there's nothing in these cans, nothing in these bottles that will do any harm whatsoever because it's all natural. So, as the number one choice for healthy, natural weight loss, you can be sure that I would be extolling the value and virtue of it because that's all I will, in fact, endorse on the air. Things that are natural, and this is a way to get your health, your waistline to the optimum without it being any danger to your body whatsoever. Go to toploss.com, if you please. Use the discount code DJV. You won't have to pay for shipping. You can buy three of them at the regular price, get three more free. Or you can substitute Calotren with other things. They have a belly buster product that's really good. Once you lose the weight, you still have that flab in the stomach area. Take this product. It's all natural as well, and it'll get rid of it. Burn it off. Calotren and other products that will help you lose the weight and keep it off. Go to toploss.com. Take my advice. Use the code DJV at checkout.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi, here we are back in the fold. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison for the week of October 19th to the 23rd. Talkers Magazine publishes these lists, the stories, the people, every week. Go to talkers.com for that. Also, you can listen to Talkers Radio and Talkers Television at your at the ready, whenever you would like to. Just say to Alicia, what is it? No, Alexa. Alexa.
Alicia.
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 What are you going to ask her to? Alicia, can I listen to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, please? If you ask Alexa, she will give you that opportunity to listen to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Meanwhile, we haven't gotten to the people list yet, Michael, so let's
and number
10, that.
We have Rush Limbaugh tied with Jeffrey Toobin at number 9.
I wonder how he feels about that, categorized with Jeffrey Toobin.
Yeah, you know, it just happens the numbers fell that way. At number 9, Xi Jinping. At number 8, Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg. At number 7, Pope Francis. At number 6, Amy Coney Barrett and Lindsey Graham. At number 5, Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, and Steve Mnuchin. How's that? Steve Mnuchin.
I call him Munchkin.
I call him Inging. At number 4, Dr. Anthony Fauci. At number 3, Hunter Biden and Rudy Giuliani. At number 2, Joe Biden. At number 1, Donald Trump. There you go.
All right, you just asked me if I watched the debate last night. Calmer debate. They offered sharply different visions, though. Did they not? Or are they the same stamp? These are the two best guys.
Sharply different lies.
Right.
Which set of lies did you enjoy more?
Well, I'm looking at some of the responses to people listening to programs that I do. Here's a guy named Sam Wells who says, "Is it the Republicans and Trump who play by the rules? The Trump base is not the one rioting, burning, looting, or attacking police. It's not Trump Republicans who attack people in their cars or harass diners and restaurants. It's not Trump or his Republican base that sides with or condones the rioters who pretend to be upset over racism. How about that? Republicans are heroes. The Democrats are the bad guys," according to this fellow.
Well, then I guess it must be true if this fellow says so.
Says after
according
they lose in November,
right,
the Democrat
to
Party.
This fellow,
right, exactly. Right. Well, I just, you know why I read it? Because I see so many of these one-sided things that pretty much speaks to what we have listening to many, if not most, of the news talk radio programs and stations these days, Michael, right? It's a course.
Well, the news talk radio programs are a slice of life, and they talk to a certain segment of the public, but they don't talk to the entire public, and they don't express the view of the larger picture. They express the view of a very active, influential segment of the population.
So why don't we? Why is it that way? This is the guru.
Well, it's, as I said before, one of the marks of this time that we live in is that we don't have a consistent set of reality. Our perspective on reality is fractured. We also have a fractured media and fractured communities that galvanize around different platforms. We didn't have that for most of the 20th century. So that's the issue. We're adjusting to this extreme change in our psychology, our knowledge, our opinions, and our communities.
Pretty amazing. Yeah. It really is. So I understand that you have been discussing Black Lives Matter and other venues, or what lives matter. Why do you think it is that people have paid attention, and then those who support with signs or whatever the slogan, Black Lives Matter, they become offended when somebody puts up a sign that says White Lives Matter or Jewish Lives Matter or Muslim Lives Matter or whoever. You know, there are those signs going up all over the place now. And the people who are black say it's watering down their effort to get equal justice. We're making a lot of those, hopefully, as we review the hot hits in News Talk Radio with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Millions of Americans are hurting as COVID-19 lockdowns keep people from working and the expenses of life keep mounting. Is political motivation keeping the suffering front and center this election? USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Time is running out for a new coronavirus relief bill to pass before Election Day. One of the main sticking points is how much money should be going to cities and local governments. And according to Republican Senator John Thune, it's Democrats that are wanting to wait until after the election to help the American people out.
Money for the post office, money for farmers. I mean, we've moved a bill on the floor now twice in the Senate, but the Democrats have blocked it. So in the end, when the smoke clears after the election, hopefully we can sit down and people can, in good faith, start to compromise. But right now, my impression is that the House Democrats and Speaker Pelosi would much rather have the issue than they would have a solution. And we want a solution.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Sure, the world watches as Judge Amy Coney Barrett faces her final hurdle to become a justice. Also, on this historic day, NASA will have a special press conference about an exciting new discovery about the moon. The space agency has not revealed any details about the discovery, but said it could support deep space exploration. NASA will reveal the mystery at noon Eastern. World Series Game 5 goes to the Los Angeles Dodgers 4-2 over the Tampa Bay Rays. Max Muncy was the ninth Dodger to home run in Game 5. He tells MLB some of the keys in the game.
It was a lot. Last night was obviously a little bit of a dud for us, but I think tonight really speaks to the volume of the guys we have in the clubhouse. You know, we were able to move past it. It didn't bother us. We went out and played our game tonight. I didn't feel like he was landing this curveball, and he went 3-1 heater, and I just thought I'd take a chance. Let's get the barrel out in front here in case he goes full count heater, and he put it right there for me. Just, Mookie getting us started, that was kind of the whole game right there. He set the tone for us, and we just kind of carried it from there.
Game 6 is Tuesday, and Game 7 is Wednesday, if necessary, on Fox. The Colorado wildfires continue to burn. Colorado resident Tom Atkinson tells USA Radio News his accounts.
A catastrophic situation and scene I've never seen before in my entire life.
About a foot of snow Sunday is helping firefighters. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Moving back in to the Info Zone, another episode of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Do you realize that Halloween will not be the same this year? And there's Christmas, what are we going to do for the Macy's Santa Claus, Michael?
I know. All these things that we live for. I'm not unhappy about no trick-or-treating. I don't like trick-or-treating anymore. I think it's a passé, obsolete concept.
Really? So you haven't done it for a few years?
No, what happens is the neighborhood that I, the neighborhood, it's a two-way street. You do it as a kid, or you do it as an adult giving the kids candy, or you turn out your lights and you hide under your bed, and you hope that nobody, toilet papers your house and all those stupid things. But every year we buy candy, and every year nobody comes.
Good.
And now.
You eat it yourself.
We have a secret cabinet. We call
yes.
it the secret cabinet.
Candy corn.
Yeah, all that garbage.
Kit Kat. Three Musketeers.
Why has it come down to the same group of candies that become popular? Do you remember when you
advertising.
Were
it's called yeah. advertising.
Now, when I was a kid, you see, I'm a hypocrite. I loved candy. Mm-hmm. And I loved trick-or-treating. Right. So here I am as an adult. You know, I don't like candy. I think these packaged candies are just the worst thing for you.
Well, it's all cane sugar. It's very bad for you.
Yeah,
it is.
And I'm not a big fan of trick-or-treating. I'm just not. If you want to have a party and costumes and all that, knock yourself out. But having the kids run around going from house to house asking for stuff and giving them the same crap that you buy in the supermarket, that's
what is the point, by the way? What is the point of Halloween? I mean, in these days, the real point, when it was first observed, it was a religious sort of a reality check for stuff that was pretty horrible. And now it's become this. How did it get turned around the way it is?
Oh, I think it gives us an opportunity to pay respects to devils, demons, and Satan.
It's like Christmas time. Hey, where did that come from? Christmas. Jesus was born the end of March. So how did we get Christmas on December 25th?
And he was born in a place where it was hot as heck.
Yeah.
You know, it was not.
I've been to the place where he was born. Have you? I went into that little place down the cellar there in Nazareth. Wow, what a...
You went
experience.
There that day. I went to
the new Disney World
that opened in Israel.
Right. We were there together, and I went to Nazareth, and you went to someplace else.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
It was a while ago, but you and I, hey folks, Doug and I sat across the table in a very, very stark, Spartan room with Benjamin Netanyahu.
BB. He's a tough man. Was he a tough, even his handshake, you would never want to mess with that guy. You wouldn't want to be in a corner with him, a dark corner, and he's every bit as much American as he is Israeli.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Totally.
Right. He's like a New York Jew to me, anyway. He came across as maybe New Jersey would have been more appropriate. He just has such a fix, such an understanding of what life is like in America, and knows how to play that tune or that relationship. I think he's a very smart guy. I have a lot of respect for him, even though he's kind of like, people will say, it's just like Trump. I don't know if he's just like Trump or not. He's a guy who wants power and knows how to get it, right? Wouldn't you say that was it? When you walked into the room with him, and you and I walked into the room, what was the first thing you thought of when you saw Netanyahu? First thing that came to your mind?
Remember? I felt that he was like an American.
Yeah.
I felt that I was in the back room in some business.
Right, making a deal.
With a guy in a makeshift office. I mean, was this a table? And that was in the heart of the Knesset. We're not talking about a pop-up.
No, we were in the building.
We were in the building. We were there. We were. It seems surrealistic to me now. It's inappropriate for us to spend too much time talking about what really was for you and me.
Yeah, it was a great experience.
An amazing, life-changing experience.
But let's speak to that for a minute. Not just to Netanyahu, but the people that you have met, you've eaten with presidents, you've known every you've had exposure, time.
I
remember the
time
picture of you walking down the steps with Clinton. The piece that you did after that, you had dinner with Trump last year or the year before.
Yep. Yep.
That kind of stuff. You get exposure, and a lot of us, that was the point, that was where I was going to go. All of the things that we are exposed to, the people, the ideas, and the fact that sadly some of us fritter away those opportunities to tell stories because they don't fit into whatever the mindset you think your audience is interested in. It seems like such a waste, such a shame, because so many of the hosts that are around today have had such great life experiences and can tell fabulous stories. And that's, in my mind, maybe I'm the old school. That's what good talk radio is about, telling these fabulous stories.
Yeah, storytelling is the most important concept in communications. Storytelling is at the base of history. It's at the base of literature. It's the base of analogy and metaphor and communication and myths, and it just is very important.
It's like when we look at, or when you understand what's going on in our country today, maybe not just here but around the world, but I'm thinking more about walking down the Madison Avenue or any major New York street, and all of those legendary department stores that are there. Many of them will not reopen their doors. They will not exist. Many businesses, many of the iconic things that we've been used to seeing in our country, not just in New York, but any place. Gonzo. That, to me, is and when I think, I'm not playing fast and loose with this, Michael, but the gargling, if that works, but whatever it is that would have allowed us to not have to have this experience. Maybe it was, you know, being tougher on the Chinese and not having them think they could get away with this. Whatever. I feel insecure about seeing a lot of these things just disappear.
Well, I mean, that's the story of life. That's the story of
change.
Of change. I mean,
yeah.
The only thing that's certain is change. And if you live a long life, if you live 70, 80, 90 years beyond, the things that you see are remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, remarkable.
Yeah.
My grandparents, you know, didn't see airplanes, and then they wound up seeing the moon landing. I mean, we're not the only generation that's gone through remarkable changes.
No, not at all.
We're going through extraordinary changes that are historic in terms of how intense and dramatic they are, but it's not the only time that there's been massive change. You, as an agriculturalist, I mean, remember the old song, How Are You Going to Keep Them Down on the Farm
on the
Now
farm.
That They've Seen Paris?
LA.
That was a major statement, you know, and when people left the farms, when we went from being an agrarian society to an industrial society, and people left the rural areas to go and make the cities dense. And
one of the issues this week on the American Family Farmer show that you so nicely helped me create and then watch it and help to tout the value of it. Talking about what's on the farm, one of the things with COVID is the food supply. There seems to be a fear among many people who are going to have another situation replicated from late March, early April, when there was nothing in the stores. So this week there has been a huge raid on most of these stores, and people have said to me, well, why do you think that is? It's because it's the end of the growing season. The people who realized in the spring that the key to good food or having food is to go find your local farmer and patronize the farmer. And most of the farmers I know have had a fabulous year, not dairy farmers, but produce people have had a great year because people have come and they've bought. As a matter of fact, there's no mason jars around because people are buying them all up to can the stuff that they've been buying from the farm. It's a whole different kind of set. It's a twist on reality, but yet it is something that's so tied to COVID. And it's a good change as far as I'm concerned. But if you go into the stores now, you can see that there is, once again, people are lining up to grab as much as they can because they're afraid in the fall, late fall, early winter, they're going to have the same thing. Nobody's going to be able to find anything to buy. Eat.
Well, maybe you should start growing things as opposed to just the dairy that you deal with. You should grow toilet paper on your farm. You'll make a fortune.
I have trees, and that's what toilet paper is made for.
Yeah, right.
You do that.
Go.
Yeah, exactly.
But I take you seriously when you talk about the food chain. I've tapped into you for stuff like that because you have expertise in it. You're in that industry. You read the trades. You talk to other farmers. You know the lingo. Most people don't understand industries that they're not in themselves.
Right.
And so
I've
been
so far removed from the food source. And I said something on the air this week that is very poignant. We're back to the Chinese again. You know, the Chinese are controlling not only the pork industry. They bought big, heavily into the chicken industry and the beef industry being controlled by their buying up farms in South America. So when you go, if you don't know this, when you go to McDonald's, you go to Burger King, you go to Wendy's, the chicken, the beef, and the pork, most of that is from companies controlled by the Chinese. Think about that as you understand what these people are doing and what we're allowing without. We don't even know. You know, you say you trust me. I'm telling you that when the Chinese control our food supply, it's curtains, folks. And they're well on their way to buying lots of land, agricultural land, big tracts of land in the south, the Midwest, the Northwest. And they have shell companies, so nobody really pays attention to who it is that really is buying up the land or who is running the processes. We have fallen asleep like you wouldn't believe.
Well, not everybody's asleep. I have to tell you, many people in American business are quite aware of this and seek support from the Chinese. Mm-hmm. Seek relationships with the Chinese. Seek partnerships and business deals and selling to the Chinese.
And then you're contributing to the downfall of America.
Well, that's how we this has to start by Americans being aware of this process.
Yep.
It's not just a matter of it's not like Hitler across the English Channel with an army and he's mowing over Poland and he's mowing over France and now he's coming for us in England and the bombs are falling. It's a different kind of a warfare, but it's equally dangerous.
Very. It's 46 past the hour. In a moment, an overview of Michael Harrison's most recent conversation on the MH interview.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is a message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with the ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won, 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either. At least not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than 1 million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe. And most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
All right, go to Talkers.com and you'll see the overview, MHinterview.com. So tell us about Chad Benson.
Chad
Benson.
Take
two on Chad Benson.
Chad Benson from Southern California, a 40-something guy heading toward 50, talks the language of 25 to 54s, which is an important demographic in talk radio. He comes from rock and roll radio. He was a soccer player in Europe. He's just a really cool guy. And it's important to see who the rising stars are, and he is definitely one of them.
He's got a good sense of humor. He is not a nasty sort by any stretch of the imagination. I know him, and I like him. We've broken bread a couple of times together. I enjoy his point of view.
MHinterview.com.
That's it. MH stands for Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Here, 10 before the hour, I'm Doug Steffen.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout.
right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now 53 after the hour, review of the top five tech stories. It's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan in this segment of the broadcast. A look at the top five items from number five to number one, starting with the new launch at Apple Music, Victoria.
Well, for anyone who misses watching music videos on MTV, because we know they haven't played any for a long time, Apple Music has launched Apple Music TV. So they are trying now to take over what once was pretty much exclusive to MTV. This is 24 hours live streaming of popular music videos, and you can watch in the browse tabs on the Apple Music app and on the Apple TV app. And they are trying to go up against YouTube, which is now the spot where if you really want to watch music videos from your favorite artists, YouTube really kind of has the dominance there.
Do you want to? Do you have the desire to
Sure, I love watching music videos. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's so many artists. Lady Gaga's videos especially I really love. They're so creative and I think that they're just like little works of art. I think Taylor Swift does great videos. So, yeah, it depends on who the artist is, but there's still a lot of money being put into music videos, and I think having Apple Music TV be the new outlet for that, I think it's great.
Why Quibi didn't work then, because Quibi? That's a short video sort of Quibi there. Thank you, Quibi.
Well, you know what? The truth is, Quibi would have been smart to air music videos, but they were way too highbrow, and I think they tried to be smarter and cooler than anyone in the room, and everyone just gave up on it.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Number
After
four.
6 months, it's done.
What can we get for $6.99 a month from Google, Victoria?
Google has a new thing called Google Photos, and this is kind of a cool thing. If you're tired of having all of your photos just sitting in your smartphone and you never actually get to enjoy them or have them on display, this is a new service for $6.99 a month. Google will use machine learning to automatically select 10 of your best photos each month, and then they print them out and send them right to your door. So you can prioritize how the algorithm chooses them. You can say if you want people and pets or landscapes or a little bit of everything, and And so they'll all come to you either on a postcard or a standard 4x6 inch. And you can also, as part of the premium print service for Google Photos, they're adding same-day printing services to Walgreens, CVS, and Walmart. So you can choose whatever your monthly photos are and then pick them up same day, which is kind of cool. I think this is something people have been, you know, during the pandemic and quarantine, a lot of people have been doing, you know, home projects and DIY, like scrapbooking and photo books and things like that have really become more popular. So I think this is kind of the right time for Google Photos to launch this service.
All right, let's see what is going on at Philips, the light bulb company. They're more than that, but that's how people know them.
Right. So Signify is the parent company behind Philips Hue, and that's H-U-E. I'm sure you've seen all these. You're right, they're light bulbs mainly, but they do make a lot of electronics. And they're in the news this week because they're recalling the power supplies that shipped with six of their outdoor lights because over concerns of shocking people with electricity. The power supplies can short circuit due to water leakage. And so, you know, if you're touching anything, if you touch the power supply when it's wet, you could actually find yourself in a predicament. So the power supplies are being recalled for 21,000 defective units that were sold in the U.S. alone. It's the Lily and Lily XL spotlights. These are all outdoor lights, by the way. The Kala and Kala large pedestal lights and the Econic pedestal lights and the Impress pedestal lights. So if you have any of those outdoor Philips Hue systems, you might want to check this out. The power supplies were shipped between 2018 and 2020, and this is 21,000 defective units, so Signify has set up a website so you can go and check to see if you do need a new one, and they say, in the meantime, you unplug everything and do not use these lights until you get the new power supply to so you don't get shocked.
All right, number two has to do with a new deal from Whole Foods.
Yep, Amazon Prime subscribers now get free one-hour grocery pickup at every single Whole Foods across the country. This is 487 stores now. They've been testing this out for months, and they have now launched officially. Orders that cost more than $35 are eligible for free pickup and no extra service charges. Thousands of items from Whole Foods, produce, meat and seafood, other staples, things like that. Amazon says that they found that the trend of curbside pickup is going to continue even after the pandemic has passed. They cite research that shows 68% of people plan to continue using curbside pickup services even when it's safe to go back into the grocery store on a regular basis.
Aha. Uh-huh. And number one, Google back again, not for any
yep.
good reason.
Right. Now, some bad news for Google. The U.S. Department of Justice has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Google, claiming that the company holds an illegal monopoly with its search engine. The lawsuit accuses Google of harming consumers with its business contracts and agreements by stifling competition. This is going to literally be dragged out for years and years. Google is worth more than $1 trillion, and this is going to be in the courts forever.
Wow. All right, well, it's Google. This, again, letting somebody, some company get so big that you can't really control them, that's a definition of one of the problems of our time. The overview of technology, thanks to Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.